This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, the root's on fire. Big day, big comeback. The Dow soars more than 2,000 points. Best day since 1933 in the Great Depression. Dow futures up over 300 points following that historic rebound, meaning a good chance that tomorrow they open up higher as well. Trump and Gallup, 60% approval rating with his coronavirus response and his highest approval of his presidency at 49%, a three-year high. He's only been president a little over 3 years, so just about the highest of his presidency. And then last but not least, before I bring my great guest on, another great number, Dr. Birx confirms we were way off with the WHO is there in their 3.4% mortality rate. It turns out it's likely to drop under 1%, which you know I've been saying from the very beginning, because so many people are afraid to admit they had coronavirus. Therefore, the amount of people that go to the doctor and go to the hospital and wind up dying look percentage-wise much, much higher than the real number is. And so it was a good day today. There's light at the end of the tunnel. President Trump says we'd like to get America back to business by Easter. He's giving us all hope, and I love it. And here's a man that gives us hope, Dr. Mehmet Oz. He's the host of the Dr. Oz Show. He was just on a couple of nights ago, becoming the go-to guy for war, Wayne Allen Root. And we love to have him on the show because he's a fellow positive warrior. Dr. Oz, welcome to the show.
Well, it's another positive week, actually, if you look at some of the data. It's pretty impressive.
I like it. I mean, look, you and I are positive guys, but not idiots. I don't sit around going, gee, this is a hoax. It's not real. It's terrible. There's people dying. I opened the New York Post yesterday. I'm an ex-New Yorker my whole life, and now relocated to Las Vegas. I opened the New York Post, and there's three people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s who are dead of coronavirus. So obviously I'm not used to seeing things like that from the normal flu. So obviously I'm a little bit shaken by that. So in light of all the good news, why am I seeing people in America and in Italy? We saw 80-year-olds dying. In China, we saw 80 and 90-year-olds dying. In Washington State, we saw nursing home residents, 90 years old, dying. Why am I suddenly seeing 30 and 40 and 50-year-olds dying on the front page of the New York Post? What's up with that?
Well, first off, they're not that many dying. There are a lot that are sick. The real story in America is that the number of people under 50 who are really ill in ICUs is very similar to the number of people over that age.
Good.
But if you compare the number of people who actually die, it's big difference. I mean, very, very rare to have people.
Right, so that's a death number. I got it.
Exactly. And there's really almost no people under, I don't think actually there's even one case under the age of 30 in America that's died. So,
But I don't even want to see people, you know, in the ICU or in the hospital who are 30 years old. Very scary, right?
And there's a lot of reasons why we have so many young people that are hospitalized. There may be some genetic issues. The virus does not seem to have mutated, so that's not the reason. But there's another possibility. In this country, a lot of older folks got the message from China that they didn't want to go out. They wanted the social distance. They either weren't going to a workplace that was crowded, or they were certainly not going to go on spring break. Whereas the young population didn't really appreciate the magnitude of this issue until a little bit later. I remember my son, who's a junior in college, when they called him 3-4 days before they ended school and told him that they were ending school, and he's an athlete in school, so you know it matters to you if your season's messed up. And by the way, the NCAA's credit to them, none of the spring athletes are going to lose eligibility. So
great.
These are
that's
relatively small thing, but for a young mind, those are important.
Yes.
Didn't get it. They were in the bubble. They never thought this was going to affect them because it wasn't a big deal for young people in other countries. And so when you begin to look at how long it took the young people to begin to do what the older folks were already doing, that lag time, a week or two, it adds up significantly.
Can I throw another thing in the pot? I just want to ask, as I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, but I've studied health my whole life. I'm a vitamin guy. Take 100 vitamin pills a day, so I'm 17 years old. I was an athlete in high school and college, and I take vitamins. I work out an hour a day. I eat an organic diet. I eat a keto diet. So I think I'm pretty tuned in. I've never smoked a day in my life, Dr. Oz, and I've never done pot. And I look at America's youth, and there's a lot of vapor, and there's a lot of pot users. And I got to think they're damaging their lungs, and that could be why in America you see some younger people that are getting this coronavirus badly instead of just a mild flu because their lungs have been weakened by years of vapor or pot use. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree with you. I'll raise you one. When you smoke or you vape, you actually destroy those little hairs in your nose that protect you. So there's like little brooms that sweep out stuff, including viruses, and you traumatize that very delicate lining, like a Teflon-like lining on the inside of your nose and mouth. Virus particles can get through there. That's why when you get dehydrated, it's easier for viruses and particles to get through cracks. That's why we're flying at high out. When you fly at 30,000 feet, they only pressurize the plane to 7,000 feet, so you still are very dry, and that might be one of the reasons that people tend to get viruses when they fly, because it's not just the person next to you coughing.
Now, I got hit really hard by a very liberal media organization called Media Matters. They attacked me and attacked me and attacked me brutally. And it's because I'm a loud conservative voice, and I've said again and again, it's not a hoax, it's a terrible thing, but I don't think we should shut down America. And they said, they claimed, Dr. Oz, that I was making light of coronavirus. Never did. Always said lots of people dead in China, probably many more than China's admitted. So I've never seen this as a minor thing. I've seen it as a bigger thing than China even admitted. But you can't shut down American business because I don't want to be broke. I don't want to lose my business. I don't want to lose my home. I want to pay my bills. I want to pay my mortgage. What's the point? You're not helping a single person who's sick or dying by making me broke and every businessman in America broke and all our employees out of work. And so Trump's now saying that we got to get back to work as soon as possible. Are you as a doctor, does that bother you, or are you in Trump and my corner on that one? Let's hear where you stand.
Well, I don't think you have to make a decision to pick death or economy. I think what we're doing right now is allowing America to pull back from the brink of being in Italy. And then, sure, we don't have out-of-control illnesses that are packing our ERs and overrunning our hospitals, which creates its own set of expenses, which isn't so good for the country. But we're a moral country. We do the right thing. Folks know how to total the rope, and when we get into a crisis, we know how to mobilize. So I think what's going to happen is next week we're going to start to see some of the benefits of this past week's of hard labor, which is a little bit less of the virus increasing. It's not going to go down. The number of cases will definitely not decrease because we're testing a ton more. I participated in the press conference today with the president of the task force.
I saw you.
Right, Dr. Birx spoke very beautifully to this reality that we've tested more people in the last 8 days than Korea has, period. And that's a country that everyone holds up as the number one country for testing. So with that kind of testing, we're going to find a lot more cases. The goal for us is not to have deaths. And so if the number of people dying starts to slow down and no longer is increasing every day, that's a really great sign. But what the president said was thoughtful, which is, you know, let's get to Easter. It's Resurrection Day. Maybe by then we'll have enough information from the couple weeks of hard work we've done, and we can make a decision. I gave the metaphor, which I know you saw, saying, hey, listen, as a surgeon, that's what my day job is, I know what a good surgeon does, which is after a successful operation, which is what we're doing right now, this is the intervention. If the patient's doing well, you discharge them. In other words, put America back on its feet and let it go. But you have to be prepared that sometimes you'll have complications, and a great surgeon knows how to get the patient back in the hospital if things aren't going well. So I think if the president creates a contingency plan for going back to work, and then we start to see increasing cases like we're having in New York right now, then we're all on the same page. Pull back. We don't want to sacrifice lives because we can walk and chew gum.
Or could it be that in those hot spots you pull back, but in the rest of the country we get a little more freedom, right? I mean,
that was the goal. That was how Korea did it. You know, they didn't shut down their country. What they did very wisely is they used a digital vaccine, basically. They tested everybody, and then they gave you an app, and they said, here's where you are, here's where the world is. You don't want to be over with these people. You're going to be on this side over the quarantine. They contacted all your contacts, made sure they got screened, tested, they got isolated. And so they very quickly cordoned off groups of people who are high risk. We have the technology to do that. We're the best tech and entrepreneurial country in the world. So we should be using our high technology mavens and say, listen, help us figure out the hot spots. Where are the places where people get in the most trouble? The homeless, folks that may not they're living on top of each other. Their situation is such that they're more likely to have issues with the virus. Get those people and make sure they're well taken care of. That way, the people who aren't in trouble, the middle of the country, for example, generally speaking, is being spared. They can go back to work and start getting us back on our feet.
And by the way, someone like me has ranted and raved for years now that there are certain hotspots in this country, like Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, that have this horrible homeless problem and drug needles and poop in the street, and it's uncleanly, it's unsanitary, it's disgusting, and it's going to lead to disease. And sure enough, New York seems to be the hot spot of the whole country now. I'm sure the fact that New York City leads the nation in homelessness is not a coincidence to why it's a hot spot, and it also leads the nation probably the most people from other countries and travelers, and it leads the country in how close people live together. All of those must be factors in why New York has got the most problems, correct?
Well, I mean, all those are good theoretical reasons. I think fundamentally it was the fact that we have many people from other countries, and we go to other countries because I live in New York. I know it. I travel a lot. So over, you know, after the holidays, I think in January, people were coming back from other parts of the world and brought the virus here earlier than we really expected. And I think that's part of the reason that was just on the verge of exploding before the rest of the country was on that same precipice. And we pulled back in the whole country, but New York pulled back a little bit too late, which is, I'm hoping that's what we ran into. We're going to find that over the next week because we have hard data. We'll figure it out.
All right, Dr. Oz, we're running, but I want to mention very quick, we have 1 minute, but very quick, hydroxychloroquine. It sure seems like that combined with the Z-Pak could be the golden bullet, yes?
Well, I don't know if it's a golden bullet. It has to have a clinical trial, but the vice president today, when I asked him about it, said the FDA says go for it. It's off-label. Let doctors prescribe it if it makes sense, but you must get a doctor to prescribe it for you.
Right.
Only to a doctor.
But that could be the thing that ends this entire disaster. It's possible.
Yes.
They've had great results with it. Great results. Yep. And President Trump's rushing things through. Great job. Dr. Oz, love having you on the show. Appreciate your brilliance. Appreciate your positive attitude. And I appreciate you being a person who cares about business a little bit, too. You're not just a doctor. I love that. You're the best. Thank you, Dr. Oz.
Take care.
Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior, we shall return. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I personally have been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my Dr. Suggest every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozengers. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOTS to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, not a doctor, not a scientist, but man, if my guess has been right on the money from the beginning of this coronavirus crisis, I sound exactly like Donald Trump for 4 years now, 3.5 years, well, including the time he's run for office, 5.5 years. I've sounded exactly like Trump on every single issue, and it's just uncanny. Whatever I say on this show, 2 days later, Trump's talking about it. What have I talked about on this show? Businessmen committing suicide. You're worried about people dying of coronavirus, but you're causing businessmen to kill themselves, like the businessman in Vegas, who nobody knows, and I'm going to try and get his widow on here in the next week and really make him the face to open people's eyes of America, not Vegas. I want the whole nation to understand the pain that this is causing to small businessmen and women, many of whom are probably at this very moment contemplating killing themselves. You can't just close an economy and ruin people's lives who are proud of what they've done. Their whole life they've built a business, and you're going to take it away from them and tell them for months it's closed and you're going to lose everything you've got and you're going to lay off all your employees? It's not right. So we have to look at both sides of the story. And Trump today mentioned there's going to be so many suicides. Where did he get it from? I would guess from my column. Here's my column I just sent him over the weekend. And sure enough, he's talking about reopening the economy. Mr. President, fight the D.C. swamp creatures. Remember when Rahm Emanuel let the secret out of the bag, never let a crisis go to waste? Just days ago, South Carolina Democrat Congressman James Clyburn repeated almost the exact same words to his Democrat colleagues. Clyburn said this is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision. Can you imagine? If Wayne Root talks about silver, there's someone who wants to ruin my career over talking about silver. Can you imagine how absurd that is? And this guy actually says out loud, coronavirus, where people are going to die by the tens of thousands, is a tremendous opportunity for Democrats to restructure things to fit our vision. Who's ruining his career? That's the scam, don't you see? Republicans are judged and conservatives by every single word we say on Twitter, on TV, and on radio, and Democrats get away with murder. Literally, the Clintons get away with murder. The Clinton Foundation is a scam. How much money was ripped off of the American people? No one put them in jail. And Hillary's emails, no one put her in jail. And Obama and the IRS, my God, they went after thousands of Republicans and Republican donors and activists and critics of Obama like Wayne Allen Root and tried to ruin my life, and no one went to jail. And Benghazi, they lied. Forget about why Benghazi happened. I won't get in arms trading with Islamic extremists they were trying to hide. Forget that. They made up a story right in front of the election so nobody would realize what really that Benghazi, they told a lie right to the parents of the dead soldiers about why their hero sons died. And nobody cared. But if Wayne Root mentions silver, hi-ho silver, your career is threatened. This is the amazing double standard of left versus right, and it's amazing that right-wing organizations fall for the lies of left-wing organizations and the scam of every word that you say on radio and TV and every word on your Twitter account is judged and taken out of context. No one does it to liberals. No one ever did it to Obama. No one ever did it to Joe Biden. No one did it to Hillary Clinton. Nobody's doing it now. Any liberal contender for president of the United States. Every word taken out of context and twisted in its meaning if you're a conservative. So I continue. I digressed. Clyburn said this is a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision, meaning he wants to use a life and death coronavirus pandemic to push through extreme radical socialist agenda of Democrats while everyone in D.C. is desperate and distracted. The latest 1,400-page bill put together by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats is everything everyday Americans hate about government. It's the very definition of the worst of the D.C. swamp. It's filled with totally unrelated pork to pay off Pelosi's and Democrats' deep-pocketed supporters. It's filled with their socialist wish list that could never pass under normal circumstances. But Pelosi and Democrats expect it to pass by holding you and me hostage. They know the U.S. economy is about to collapse. They know we're on the verge of a Great Depression, actually worse than a Great Depression. We're on the verge of 30% or higher unemployment. That's higher than anything we saw in the depths of the Great Depression. They know every small business in America is on the verge of bankruptcy. They know many proud small business owners are thinking of suicide. And all Democrats can think of is loading the bill to rescue the U.S. economy with extreme, radical, ultra-liberal poison pills. If it passes out of desperation and distraction, they get all the D.C. swamp pork and payoffs they've ever dreamed of and their socialist agenda. And if it doesn't pass, guess who they blame? Trump and the Republicans. How cynical can you get? You know what you call this? Extortion. A gun to the head of President Trump and the GOP Senate and the American people. It is called extortion. Nancy Pelosi you couldn't do it better if you tried. She's better than the Gambino crime family. She must have learned watching the Gambino crime family. Great job, Nancy. Because you're right up there with the Gambinos and the Columbos and the Genovese.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An optimistic President Trump says the United States is not built to be shut down. As far as when President Trump believes things can get back to normal?
I'd love to have it open by Easter, okay? I would to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. I would love to have that. It's such an important day for other reasons, but I'll make it an important day for this, too. I would love to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter.
The president speaking there on Fox News. Investors giving the thumbs up to President Trump's plan as the Dow finished up 2,113 points to finish at 20,705, the biggest point gain ever. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill working out the final details of that $2 trillion economic stimulus package. The bill aims to deal with the growing economic fallout of the coronavirus crisis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Yusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I have my great guest here. We'll get to him in just a second. James Hurston, I just want to say I told you so. I was right. I have to say it. So the Las Vegas Review-Journal decided to come after me because Media Matters attacked me over a tweet I put out that said that I'm a health guy. I've been a health guy my whole life, and I've stayed healthy for 40 years. I lost my parents 28 days apart to cancer, and I made a promise that I would be a health enthusiast, and that would never happen to me. And I started taking mega doses of vitamins. I take 100 vitamin pills a day. Haven't been sick in 20 years with the flu, haven't had a common cold in 10 years, in my whole life never been really sick once. It works. And I said two things, really. Silver is something I've taken my whole life, and mega doses of vitamin C. For some strange reason, they tried to destroy me over silver. I guess because I have an advertiser on radio TV that advertises silver. But the main point of the tweet, if you go back and look, was mega doses of vitamin C. And I said if I ever got coronavirus, I would take mega doses of intravenous vitamin C. Because there's been great results against coronavirus in China. And nobody mentioned that I said that. Vitamin C. They went after me for silver. But the main point of the tweet was vitamin C. And what's the cover story in the New York Post right now? Coronavirus patients in New York State's largest hospital system are being given massive doses of intravenous vitamin C based on promising reports that it's helped people in hard-hit China. How do you like that? They're giving them, in the intensive care units, they're giving them, who have coronavirus, 1,500 milligrams of intravenous vitamin C, and then they're readministering it 3 to 4 times a day. That's 16 times more than the National Institute of Health's daily recommended dietary allowance of vitamin C, which is just 90 milligrams. And the regimen is based, and I tweeted this out, and I was right, and I actually lost my job, even though I give out great information. They hold one tweet against you, and don't mention I put out 10 tweets saying vitamin C is saving lives in China. And they said this is all based on experimental treatments administered to people with coronavirus in Shanghai, China. The patients who received vitamin C did significantly better than those who did not get vitamin C. It helps a tremendous amount, but it's not highlighted because it's not a sexy drug. That's what the article is quoting doctors as saying in New York City's biggest hospital system. Wayne Root was right again, intravenous C, and I'll be proven right about silver as well all over the United States over the next few years. They called chiropractors quacks, and now everybody likes chiropractors, and you don't listen to the establishment. All right, we've got James Hurston here, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise is the entertainment industry. His website is jameshurston.com. Great guy and a super bright guy. I don't bring him in for Hollywood gossip. I bring him in because he's a smart law professor, and there's a lot to talk about today, including a hope for a coronavirus cure, and that's not vitamin C or silver. The cure could be this hydrochlorine, I think it's called, combined with a Z-Pak, and it really is amazing, and the media doesn't want to accept that it could just knock this thing out. Tell us about it, James Hurston.
Well, you know better than anyone, Wayne. There are people out there
They're from a certain political party. There are people in the media. They're invested in pessimism. You are not allowed to talk or write about anything positive. And look, this is, you experienced it. The president experienced it. Remember, he's the one that said this hydroxychloroquine. He said this could be an incredible miracle. He said he prayed to God that this would work, and that idiot from NBC, Peter Alexander, coined this phrase, accused the president of spreading false hope. And that's essentially, that's what you're being accused of.
Right. I'm trying to help people.
Yeah, exactly. No, but you're
trying
not
to save lives.
Anything positive. In recent days, I had posts on the social media that was math, pure data. You know, for example, the last 3 days, the number of cases and the number of deaths in Italy have gone down each day for the first time. They seem to be, you know, this term, flattening the curve. It's working in Italy. Since Italy has been the place everyone points to, and, you know, with all kinds of alarm, if you dare to say data, actual factual data about how things may be improving in Italy, you're attacked for that. And so this chloroquine is the same thing. In fact, there's a Hollywood guy, Daniel Day Kim, and this is a well-known mainly to millennials, but to a lot of people that got sucked into watching that show Lost, I have to admit, I'm one of them. The finale of that show was the biggest ripoff in the history of television. You know, it was like it was all a dream, it may have been. But in any case, Daniel Day Kim, he's known for Lost and Hawaii Five-O. He's also a successful producer. He put up a video on his Instagram account, and he said, look, he came down with the coronavirus, and if it weren't for this combination of drugs that he took, which included this hydroxychloroquine,
James, combined with the Z-Pak. That's the magic formula, is hydrochloroquine combined with the Z-Pak. It's had incredible results.
Yes, it's combined generally with either an antibiotic, which is azithromycin, or it's an anti-HIV drug. And so what's happened is the press attacked Trump. What they didn't know, that there was an actual study done in Marseille, France. It was a small group, but that's all you can get right now is a small group. And it was incredibly successful. And then there was a study done in Australia, a similar thing where they put together a cocktail. The key ingredient, though, is this hydroxychloroquine. And it was so successful in Australia, they immediately distributed this to 50 hospitals throughout the country, and apparently Governor Andrew Cuomo didn't buy this false hope idea, because he jumped on it, and actually today there are tens of thousands of these drugs being put into service in trials across New York State, and there are all kinds of stories like Daniel Day Kim, basically Kim, turning up all over the internet of people who are on their deathbed, and they came back to life from this. So it is extremely hopeful, and it's something, and I'm so glad the president brought it up, and I think it's part of the reason, another part of the reason, the fact that Italy's flattening, that the so-called mortality rate that we first heard from the corrupt World Health Organization has turned out to be completely fallacious. It keeps falling down. In Italy, based on the latest numbers, it's below 1%. In the numbers that we have in the United States, about 1.2%. It seems to be falling as we get more data. So there's
And you know what I said, James, you know what I said from day one? I said, it's one of those diseases that has a stigma. Nobody wants to admit they've got coronavirus for fear they'll be ostracized. And people will run away from them. Their friends will never want to see them. No one will come to their home. They will not be allowed to come to their office. Their own family will have to isolate and quarantine somewhere else, and they'll be alone. So everybody hides that they've got it. So I saw a study, 6 out of 7 people don't tell anyone they've got coronavirus. So the death numbers look dramatically, ridiculously higher than they really are.
Yeah, it's like a false poll. Yeah, that's very interesting. But in any case, you know, there's all this good stuff breaking out, and that's the reason, I believe, that in recent days, well, it started last night when Trump tweeted in all caps about how he's hoping and he really believes we're going to turn around the economy, get back to work by Easter. And there's all these people tearing their hair out. No, it can't be true. We have to say, look,
we have to go bankrupt.
You know, and I have friends. I do business at times with people from Japan. And I have contacts in Japan. Japan has not shut down. I have a friend in Japan who went to the gym just this week. They can't really shut down. They have these very crowded cities. They have not practiced social distancing. They do distribute out the masks and things like that. They take precautions.
But let me say something so I don't get in trouble, because I'm sure, you know, Right Wing Watch is listening. I'm sure Media Matters is listening. I'm sure others are always looking to destroy me based on what I say or a guest says or an advertiser says. So I don't believe, James, for a second, that we don't need some social distancing. I would not argue against that. I just think we don't need every business in America to be closed. I think all the small businesses need to be reopened in the next couple of weeks, and they've got to, maybe they wear masks, maybe they ask that if you go in the store, you wear masks, maybe you separate, there's distancing, maybe you let in half the normal amount of people, but we need to get America back to business.
Absolutely. We got to get back to work. And this, to coin a phrase in the environmental movement, this is unsustainable.
Right. Bankruptcy and a Great Depression are not a good alternative to coronavirus. I don't want both. It's bad enough we got a health crisis, which I've never minimized for a second. I've just said the death rate is grossly exaggerated. But how bad it is, I've never minimized for a moment. It's a terrible health pandemic. But I don't need to be bankrupt, too, and unable to afford my mortgage, unable to pay my landlord at the office, unable to keep my employees hired. That's a double whammy that causes suicide. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
This is a message from everyone at MediShare. There's a Bible verse that tells us to be anxious for nothing. Instead, it says we're supposed to present our request to God with thanksgiving. And there is something about being thankful, especially in the midst of anxiety. And with that in mind, the staff and members of MediShare have something to say to all of our health professionals right now. Doctors, nurses, all hospital staff. Thank you. Thanks for what you do and what you may be called on to do in the days ahead. Thank you, first responders. Thank you to shopkeepers and grocers and the men and women working late nights to restock the shelves. Thank you, cashiers in the checkout aisle. Thank you, delivery drivers and factory workers and caretakers for our elderly, for all you're doing to protect them and give them comfort. So many people to thank, more than we can mention, important people who have their own lives, their own families to be concerned about, and what they're doing is a blessing to us. So from the hundreds of staff and more than 400,000 members of MediShare, Thank you.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go, and it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You could put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to teamgetreal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, sponsor this segment of the show, Dr. Nancy Wolf. The perfect book at the perfect time. If you're home, coronavirus break. The governor of Nevada, as an example, says you got to stay home. The governor of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, California, got to stay home. What are you going to do? You got to read a new book. And here's a positive one for you. Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as the chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is called Conscious Matrix. And she explains, Nancy Wolf, why liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. And she says there's three things together that will save the soul of America: God, President Trump, and conservative Americans. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix. LibertyHillPublishing.com. Or available at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Nancy Wolf with Conscious Matrix. She'll be in the studio live tomorrow, by the way. Wayne Root is not afraid of coronavirus. My guest in the studio live tomorrow and Thursday. I'm actually letting them in my studio. And you're not going to believe this, folks. I'm going to shake people's hands. I'm going to hug them because I take my vitamin C and I suck on my silver lozenges and I'm going to be fine. And it's not because of those two things, because of my positive attitude. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, the entertainment industry website, jameshurston.com. James, welcome back to the show.
Great to continue our discussion, our healthy discussion.
Yes. You always do the Hollywood stuff for me. So Alyssa Milano is another nutcase who's got Trump derangement syndrome, and she says Texas is using the virus to prevent access to abortions. Tell us the story.
Well, this has happened in a number of places now. Gloria Allred is also screaming about this because, in fact, some politicians in states rightly look at these stay-at-home orders that say that businesses must close unless they're essential businesses, and medical professionals have to postpone surgeries and procedures that are not immediately medically necessary. That's the way it's been, you know, it's going in Texas. And Alyssa Milano says, well, Texas is using the coronavirus crisis to prevent access to abortion care, she writes in her Twitter account, to abortion care. So it's you know, what Planned Parenthood ought to do is say, look, we're donating our facilities to this overflow of coronavirus patients, and we're going to save lives instead of ending them. But Alyssa Milano, again, is so deeply contorted in her thinking when it comes to abortions that she thinks that abortions are more important than saving the lives of people that have where coronavirus has advanced to the point where they need to be hospitalized.
Well, look, you know that abortion is essential to liberals. It's an essential thing. So if you leave open essential businesses, you got to leave open abortion clinics, because to them, abortion clinics, liquor stores, and pot stores are like the most essential things in the world. And by the way, aren't those all open in California? I'm sure in California, where you're from, I believe I heard liquor stores are considered essential. Pot stores, I wasn't joking, and I'm sure abortion clinics, yes?
Yeah, definitely. The abortion Planned Parenthood is wide open.
And all the pot's legal. Clinic. Yeah, and yes. I think liquor stores, too, if I'm not mistaken, but not and guns, right? Gun stores aren't essential, right?
Cannabis clubs are open. No, not necessarily gun stores, of course. But gun stores, I think, are open in other states, are considered essential in Ohio, surprisingly. Well, not so, because it's a...
No. You know where it's surprising? Connecticut, the most liberal state with the most liberal governor, I think his name is Lamont, and he said, even though he's a big liberal, he shut down all business in the state. He left him and the governor of Illinois, another big liberal state, another big liberal governor, they both said that gun stores are essential. People have a right to defend themselves. I found that fascinating. I was really surprised that Democrat governors would do that. Had you heard that, James?
Yeah, I did. And, I think it's a smart move for the governors to do that because they don't open themselves to a Second Amendment challenge to their order, which, you know, the NRA and other gun organizations would bring. But the thing about abortion is it's basically taking a life. And in today's world, we have children born during an abortion procedure, and we have people advocating to let them die. And those people are in the Democratic Party.
No, it's sick. It's absolutely sick that if you could abort a baby in the third trimester, it's sick. But if you could abort a baby after it's born alive, that's murder. There's no question everyone involved has just murdered a baby. I mean, there's just no question about it. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry, and a really smart guy. We love having on the show. Website, jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N, jameshurston.com. James, have yourself a great day.
All right, you too, Wayne.
All right, when I get back, I'll finish up my commentary. Mr. President, fight the D.C. swamp creatures.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.